And Parshas Naso that we read this Shabbos this year has the unusual distinction of being read on the Shabbos prior to Shavuos. Usually, in most years, Parshas Bamidbar is the Shabbos prior to Shavuos, and Parshas Naso is the Shabbos after Shavuos. In Chutzlar, it's a year like this that's the only way that that could happen, namely when Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, and it's a leap year, and therefore Parshas Achrimos is read on the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos Agor, like it was this year. That's the only permutation in Chutzlar, whereby you can have Parshas Naso read on the Shabbos immediately prior to Shavuos, which is read right afterwards. And as you saw, it happens a little more frequently depending on Pesach. Sometimes the last day of Pesach is a Shabbos, as will be next year actually, and therefore we fall behind, and the Parshas Naso on Eretz Yisrael is talking before Shavuos, but here it's after Shavuos. Anyway, so the subject this evening relates to Parshas Naso, although it also relates to Yontif, not to Shavuos per se, but to Yontif in general, and that is the issue of Birchas Kohen and Duchening, which for us in Chutz La'aretz is a striking part of the davening. And I'd like to look at the issue of Birchas Kohanim is Manazer. Of course, the Psukim of Birchas Kohanim are found here in Parshas Naso. That's the first source. Perek Vav of Sefer Bamidbar, starting in Pasuk Chav Beis, by the Bereshit Shel Emor. Chav Gimel Daber Al Aaron Rabbanav Lemor. Kos of Orchus Mei Sol Amor Lahem. Here's how you, the Kohanim Aaron, and your children shall bless the Jewish people. Say to them the following, and then three Psukim Chav Dal Chav Hei Chav Vav, the three Psukim of Birchas Kohanim. Recha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Ponam Adachav Yichonecha, Yisrael Hashem Ponam Adachav Yisimcha Shalom. And finally, Chav Zayim V'Samu Yishmeel B'nei Yisrael Mani Avarchem. You place my name, so to speak, on the Jewish people. I will bless them, so the Kohanim are the vehicles through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachas are bestowed upon the Jewish people in Birchas Kohanim. So if you take a look, in Chazal, we refer to it as Birchas Kohanim, but the Chazal often referred to it as Nesias Kapayim. That's what they call Duchening. What we call Birchas Kohanim is often called Nesias Kapayim. That's because the expression that's used in the Mishnah is Nosin as Kapayim. So take a look in the second source. It's a Mishnah, Masechah Sota, Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph. It says, B'medina Kohanim Nosin es Yedehen. When they do the Birchas Kohanim, they lift up their hand, Keneged Kisvehen, parallel to their shoulders. Mikdash al Gabi Roshan. When they bless the people in the Mikdash, they lift their hands over their heads. And Mishnah says, except for the Kohen Gadol, because you're not supposed to put his hands higher than the tzitz, which has the Shem Hashem on it, Kodesh Hashem, the gold plate that he wore on his forehead, not allowed to put his hand above the tzitz. And Abihu disagrees. He said, even a Kohen Gadol can put his head above the tzitz, because it says, and this is the Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Vayiso Aaron es Yodel Alon Vayvarchem. How do we know you have to Kohanim have to lift up the hands altogether when they say Birchas Kohanim? So, because not in our Parsha, but in Parsha Shmini, when it describes Aaron blessing the Jewish people, it says, Vayiso Aaron es Yodel Alon. He raised his hands. So, Machokas, exactly how high you have to raise your hand, but you have to raise your hand. And that's why it's sometimes called Nesias Kapayim. What I want to point out is that even though Birchas Kohanim was a feature of the Avodah Beis Hamikdash, but this Mishnah clearly mentions B'medina. They also, in Medina means elsewhere, outside Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. In Medina, they would also do Duchen. There was a difference how high they raised their hand. But anyway, it's called Nesias Kapayim. And the Gemara explains on that same daf in Sota, Lamed Ches and Aleph, the third source, it says there, Tanya Ida, Ko Sivarchu B'Nesias Kapayim. The Gemara says, Drosha, Ko Sivarchu, such or in such a fashion shall you bless the Jewish people. How is that? B'Nesias Kapayim, lifting up your hands. And the Gemara says, Drosha, how do we know it's Nesias Kapayim? They quote that same pasuk by Aaron from Parsha Shmi, by Yisar and Sarah, by Yvarchim, Malaham B'Nesias Kapayim. The Gemara says, Avkan B'Nesias Kapayim, just like Aaron lifted his hands, so all the Kohanim in the future, his descendants, emulate him and raise their hands when they're blessing the people. And the Gemara says, well, maybe that's different. He's a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara has a whole Drosha to figure out. You can read it there. In any event, that's the din. Mahu b'nesias kapayim, the Gemara concludes, Avbono b'nesias kapayim, just like Aaron raised his hand, so too the other Kohen have to raise their hand. And Rashi explained in source 4, Sota Lama Ches Aleph, again, b'nesias kapayim, shiag b'yu es yedayim, have to raise their hand. So that's why it's often called, you look in Sidurim sometimes, in the Machzer, it says Nesias Kapayim. And in the Shulchan Aruch, it's called Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. In fact, the Rambam puts the laws of Birchas Kohanim as an attachment to the laws of davening. Okay, that's why the full title, as we see in source number 5, is Hilchos Tfilah U'Nesias Kapayim. Perek Yud Dalet. It's really Hilchos Tefillah. And after Hilchos Tefillah, he goes on to Nesias Kapayim without starting a new chapter. It's a new chapter, but it's not chapter one over again. It picks up where he left off, because it's really one unit. Hilchos Tefillah and Nesias Kapayim. And the Rambam explains there on Alach Gimel, Ketzer he Nesias Kapayim. He says Begulin. Again, Begulin means outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Eish Yagia Shliach Tzibur Avoda. When the Shliach Tzibur gets up to the section of davening called Avoda, that's Ritzei, Kishayom Ritzei Koa Kohanim, Ha'om Dimei Sakneses. And that Kohanim, all the Kohanim in the shul, leave their seats and so on, and they go to the front, and then they go onto the platform, and explain that they spread their fingers in a certain way. All that's in the Rambam. And that's how and there's a mockery. Somebody says Yivarecha, they answer Yivarecha, etc. That's exactly what appears as well in the Shulchan Aruch in Surah 6, Orachayim, Hilchus, Nesias Kapayim, and Filos Apayim, they rhyme, Simen Kuf Chav Ches. That's the main siman about Duchang. Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis. Mechaber explains Magbiim Yedan Keneged Kisro Seyan. That's what the Kohanim is supposed to do. Again, that's why it's called Nesias Kapayim. They raise their hands parallel to the shoulders, and Magbiim Yad Yamanis Ktas Lamalam Yasmolis. The right hand slightly higher than the left hand, and they spread them out and then spread their fingers, as we know. You know, the two fingers and two fingers, like the Shulchan Aruch explains, and that's how they do the Berachas Kohanim. Fine. So that's. I just wanted to show you the name Nesias Kapayim. We refer to it, as I mentioned a couple times in the slang, in the Yiddish, is duchanin, right? Duchanin, or in English, duchanin, right? Well, what does that mean? Where does that come from? It's called Birchas Kohanim. It's called Nesias Kapayim. What's duchanin? So the Gemara has an expression at same daf and sota on Amid Beis, same daf lanet ches on Beis and sota. In Surah 7, Amar Gemara Rishuva, lady called Kohen She'ena Ola La Duchan, talks about the Kohanim going up to the Duchan. Duchan is a platform. Okay, and it was a raised platform from which on which the Kohanim stood when they blessed the people, and that Duchan, so somehow that became the word to describe this activity, Duchanin. That's a Yiddish slang, you know, for vernacular, for Birchas Kohanim or Nesias Kapayim, and it says whoever doesn't go up when he's supposed to, he violates three mitzvahs asay, and so on. Okay, so that's just in terms of the background information. Now, what is the nature of this mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim exactly? So it's interesting, the Sefer HaChinuch, if you look carefully, the mitzvah Shin Ayin Ches, and this week's Sedjan Parshat Nos. So, Sefer HaChinuch says, first of all, he entitles the mitzvah, I have it here in Source 8, Mitzvah's Birchas Kohanim B'chol Yom. He calls the mitzvah upon a Kohanim to bless the Jewish people every day, B'chol Yom. And it says, Shenitztabu HaKohanim Sheyivarchi Yisrael B'chol Yom. There's a mitzvah incumbent upon a Kohanim to bless the rest of the people every single day. Pasuk Pshat, as it says, Shenemar, HaChinuch quotes the Pasuk Ar Sedra, Kol Sevarchu Shnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. It says, this is what you're supposed to do, and we assume that whenever the Torah doesn't give a specific time, it means daily, right? Unless the Torah specifies, that means regularly, daily. That's exactly what it says. And if the case, weren't sure what he meant. Later on, the Chinuch, I printed it here, it's still in Source 8, at the end of his discussion of this mitzvah, he writes, V'noheges mitzvah zu, b'chol mokum b'chol zman b'kohanim. This mitzvah is incumbent upon the Kohanim, b'chol mokum b'chol zman. It's not restricted to the Beis HaMikdash or to Yerushalayim. It's not restricted to the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash or Yerkayim. It's b'chol mokum b'chol zman, or wherever you are, every era, every period of time in Jewish history. Ki aleh mitzvah zu l'vorch Yisrael. It's incumbent upon the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. And again, every single day. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is a daily mitzvah. And then the Kinnach goes on to say, we'll see the Gemara shortly, the Shachris Musaf Ne'ilah, Chayim Levorchem. The mitzvah is during Shachris and during Musaf and during Ne'ilah. In those days when you say Ne'ilah, they do Birchas Kohanim, not in Mincha. Not mincha tam, or mincha shall call yom ain't shall nesis kapayim, they shall mincha kvar sodu kol adam. Mincha, people that mincha, they've already eaten, they've already had a meal. It's possible, the yesham chashash yayin v'shikar also nesis kapayim, maybe the client had something to drink, maybe attended some special banquet or something like that, and maybe had something to drink, and you're not allowed to duchen when you've drunk beyond a certain amount. So that's a technicality, we're not worried about mincha, but on a tainis, nobody ate, that's a question, but on a tainis, is it a low plug? Okay, anyway, we may come back to that tomorrow, but I'm pointing out from the Sefer is that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is b'chol yom. So to the Rambam, in the beginning of that section, source number 9, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah u'Nesias Kapayim, the Rambam has what they call the koseres, or the koteret, you know, the beginning of each section of the Rambam, he explains which mitzvahs of the Tayag mitzvahs he's going to elaborate upon in this particular section of the halacha. So at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah u'Nesias Kapayim, he says, in this section, yesh b'chol an shtei mitzvahs aseh. I'm going to expound upon two mitzvahs aseh. Achas la'avod Hashem b'chol yom b'tefillah. tefillah. One is to daven daily, to serve Hashem daily to tefillah. And shnia, the second mitzvah in this section of my work, says the Rambam, shnia, levorach kohanim yisrael b'chol yom. Again, the mitzvah upon a kohanim to bless the people every day. And ubir shtei mitzvah, in the following chapters, are going to discuss this mitzvah. Again, the Rambam, like the Sefer HaChinuch, says that the mitzvah is every single day. The minchas chinuch, in source 10, in the Os Aleph over there, the minchas chinuch discusses what exactly is the nature of this mitzvah in terms of how many times a day. And he writes, actually, in the second line of source 10, v'nir the hamitzvah he who b'chol pav emos shemivorcha mekayim mitzvah. Let's say a kohen davened a tashkom a minyan, then there was another minyan, he went to duchen again. He can do that, and he's a mekayim mitzvah every time he does it. In other words, the once a day is the minimum, but if he feels he's able to do it more, he has the opportunity to do it more. Sometimes the later minyan, or they didn't have a kohen, so they call him in, or something like that. You know, sometimes they have the shuls where they have many minyanim right in a row, so they don't have a kohen there, so you call him in if he's around. Right, so every time you're mekayim mitzvah, v'im mevorchin kama pam b'yom mekayim b'chol bracha mitzvah asay. And if he does it several times, each time is a different mitzvah asay. However, he says that you don't have to do it like that, and he doesn't have to run around each time. He talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis, for example. He says if you don't have a beged with four corners, strictly speaking, you don't violate an asay. You just weren't mekayim anything. He says halchanami says the chinuch over the next page. The mitzvah chol yom over im enam mevorch rak and rach pam achas and over. Once you've done it once, then you don't violate it. He says sort of like tefillin. If I put on tefillin again later in the day, if I feel like it, I can. I put on tefillin, I can make a bracha later in the day also, even though I put it on. So he says, again, the minimum is once a day. Right? The minimum is once a day. And he's mekayim the mitzvah. If you look at the last line, after talking about tefillin, hachanami, kol kama pam b'chol yom mekayim mitzvah, and over rakim over yom v'lo birich, over al asay. This is a portion. You only violate the asay, or fail to fulfill the asay, you don't do it at all. Now, it comes out from this minchas chinuch, and again, a simple reading of the chinuch and the Rambam, is that a kohen is required to do this mitzvah every single day. If he doesn't, he has failed to mekayim mitzvah asay. If he doesn't do it at least once, if he does it once, and he has an opportunity to join another minyan, he doesn't do so, okay, so you don't have to do it. He can, and mekayim mitzvah, you don't have to run after that mitzvah, but at least once a day, you have to do that. So, that's the parsha pshat. Now, this mitzvah saseh would seem to be a deraisa, even bizman hazeh, even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, everywhere. The Chinuch didn't make a distinction, he said clearly. And that's really what appears from the Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi's 11 sources, the Yerushalmi and Nozir. Perhaps we'll get into Nozir from this week's Saturday after all. Right? So the Nozir is Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, in the Yevilna editions of the Yerushalmi, Talmud Gimel Beis, talks about Ma'u Shi'itane Kohen Gadol in the Sias Kapayim. What can a coin? Let's say you have a situation, even a regular coin. Also, let's say there's a hospital. Okay, and sometimes there's a morgue in the hospital, and sometimes the body's there, so a coin can't enter. But let's say they have a minion in the shul there in the hospital, and they need somebody to dochen. Can he walk in and you know, be docha, so to speak? This or become tamei for the sake of the mekayim in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohen? That's the question. Right, so Gvila, Rashi's Gvila, Penoshe rather, and so it's Gvila, Shem Chochon, that was the guy's name. He says, Achrei, the Rabbi Boabar, Bar Kohen, Amar Kum, Rabbi Yosef, Shem Racha, Mitameu, you're allowed to. And this touches on the famous issue of Asay Docha Losase. Right, this is the subject of very fine yeshivish subject, right? I mean, when you have it, what happens is the way to mekayim and asay, but in order to do that, I'll be docha lo sasay. And the classic example is that you're not allowed to wear shatnez, but in tzitzis, so yeah, shoot it. In tzitzis, so you're allowed to wear shatnez. The asay, wearing tzitzis, docha lo sasay, wearing shatnez. Okay, depending on what the materials are. Yeah.
Isn't that mitzvah about that? Yeah?
The mitzvah is a little different. So here's certain circumstances. I say dochalosas. You have to figure out when you apply. I say dochalosas says when in order. The Losa says push aside. I don't want to go into it now, but that's the sugi there that they were talking about, as the Pramosha explains. So the mitzvah asay of Nisiyas Kapayim is Docha, the mitzvah Losa asay of Tumah. Okay, then at the end, the rabbi says, it's not true, that's not what I said, you misunderstood, and it's like, I smacked the guy who said that in my name, it's not correct. But again, what I'm showing you is, since they bring up the issue of asay Docha Losa, clearly we're talking about a deraisa. The Losa asay are going to become Tumah is a deraisa. So you're talking about asay Docha Losa, we assume that the asay is also a deraisa. And that's exactly what Tosus says in Source 13, Tosus and Sotel on Chazan Beis quotes Yerushalmi Dir Maskul Kol Kohen. He quotes Yerushalmi in Maseches Nazir. I'm going to save a little time. I won't read the Tosus, but the Mogen Avraham. I printed the Tosus. If you want to look at it, in Source 13, but in Source 14, the Mogen Avraham in that same Siman Arachaim Siman Kuf Chav Ches Siv Katan Mem Aleph. Right, he discusses the following question. Let's say a coin comes to shul, okay, and it's near the end of Sof Zman Tefillah. And there's another minion in the shul that's up to duchening. So they need him to come in, they call him to come in, and he realizes if he's going to go until he finishes the duchening, he'll miss those man tefila. So what should he do? Right? So the Gemara of Rome quotes a sheet that he says, Janir Ali, it's a cotton mem aleph, again, a simkuf kofchez, or Ranir Ali, the near ishim yala duchen yavor zman tfila, if he realizes by the time he goes up the duchen and finishes the birchas kohanim, he'll miss so zman tfila, yele chutzu beisachim ispala, don't go up. However, if it's not possible and they call them ready, right, tzorech lalos, kemoshakosu, the tzifchov, dahavi da'oraisa, utfila da'abonim. Says the Magen Avraham, he's got to, he'll forego Zman Tefillah. Why? Because Birchas Kohanim is a Doraisa, the Chiyuv of the Dukhaning is Doraisa, and Tefillah, according to many Rishonim, and the Rambam disagrees, according to many Rishonim, the Magen Avraham elsewhere passes this way as well, like Rashi and the Ramban and others, that Tefillah is only Darbonim, so the Asay of Birchas Kohanim will be Doche, the Los Asay of Davening Bizman. Yeah.
Because the Asay is like
Tefillah,
to do it once a day.
Right. Like you could do it later, you mean? Right, but let's, here's the thing. But let's say he knows he can't get another minion. Let's say he knows it's the last minion of the day. That's all right. I'm just pointing out the Maharavon, but he quotes his Tosis. Hain Master Tosis, huh?
Why isn't that Al-Khatkhila
that way?
Why? You sound
to go on
the end
that
you should
bat on me. No, he's saying that. I'm pointing out, you see that the mitzvah is calling, even outside the base of mitzvah, is a deraisa. And that's the Maharavon's notion. He says, who are having deraisa? I'm sure they're bonus. And then now, what Nelly's saying with the derice is to do it at some point, the derice not to do it in a second. Okay, and Tefillah is going to disappear after the second. Now, that's your horror.
It's not Tefillah.
There's nothing else. This is last chance.
That's last chance.
So anyway, that's the moment of Romney. He based it on that, on that Yerushalmi. Now, not everyone agrees to that. It's moment of Romney. The Karen Ora, which is, the Karen Ora is by one of the Yachonim, Carolina was a, the Mishkan's Yaakov was his brother, Yaakov Kalina. This is the Karen Ora was, I forgot now, Aaron Karen Ora, I think. Aaron, not the Chassidus Rebbe, no, but not the Chassidus Rebbe, but they were Talmidim, the Mishkan's Yaakov, the brother, we quote him as the Chubas, he was a prime Talmud of Chaim Volozhin, the early Talmidim of the Yeshiva Volozhin. So Karen Ora was his brother. Anyways, in the Yeshivas, they studied the Karen Ora in certain sectors, and he has on Sotus, I printed here in Source 15, the Karen Ora writes, how you near it, on that same dot in Sotus, Alam Chesim Alam, how you near it, the chiyuv of mitzvahs begun lav d'artara too. You can make a case as a Karen Ora that the chiyuv of duchening in chutzla in outside the basin is not d'araisa. In the base hamikdash does one thing, but he says you could argue why the chsiv, because in our pesukim here in Nosso again it says the chsiv is somewhere shmi. You place my name on the Jewish people. What does shmi mean? Shmi hamiyuchadli. The name of Hashem, the so-called ineffable name, the tetragrammaton, whatever they call it, you know, the Shem HaMeforash, which is only uttered in the Beis HaMikdash. As we say the Shem Hashem, and I'm saying that for instruction purposes, we say Adonai, right? That, by no stretch of imagination, there's a Yud and a Hey and a Vav and another Hey spell out the word Adonai. Right? We pronounce it that way. It's pronounced some other way. We don't know how to pronounce it anymore today. That Adonai is another name of Hashem, spelled Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, which we use as a substitute whenever we see the Yud, Hey, the Vav and Hey. So we use that. That's another name of Hashem. It's the next ranking name. That's why when you have Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, followed by Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, so then we don't say Adonai and then another Adonai because it sounds a little strange to use the same pronunciation for two consecutive words that don't appear the same spelling anywhere near each other. So we take another substitute name, namely Elohim, right? So we say Hashem Elohim. It's in the Torah a couple times in the Navi, quite frequently, yeah. What?
Right.
Oh yeah, right. I thought Hashem Elohim. But okay, my point is, you take a different substitute for the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But anyway, but the Karen Ora's point is that since it says in our pesukim the son was Shmi, that means Shmi, my real name. So that's only applicable to Mitzvah Haynu Beis Amchira Dafka of a low begvulin. That's the Karen Ora proposed. I mean, he doesn't think it's right. So Mr. Pinlomerkin, I'd be afraid to say that personally. I personally don't say that. Why? And he quotes the Rambam. It's Vadel and Irakim because the Rambam says, and we read the Rambam. Because of stomach, the mitzvah said about chesed b'chol yom. The Ram didn't say only in the mikdash. The Ram made no such distinction. The Chinuch made no such distinction. And the Gemara also he says doesn't seem to make that distinction. Whether you're this shame or that shame, it's still a doraisa. So there, maybe he says that it's the mitzvah is begvulin, and maybe the ikar mitzvah, the full mitzvah, shame miyuchad. But there's certainly a mitzvah otherwise. And at the end, he quotes that same Yerushalmi we mentioned, and Tosas and Sota. Then he quotes a Yalkut Shimoni, okay, which I printed in Source 16, Yalkut Shimoni, here in Parshas Noso, it's Os, or Remes Tov Shin Yud Aleph, Yalkut Shimon. It says, "V'som Yishmi Lama Nemar Lefisher Hu Omer Kos Tavorchus Ben Yisrael B'Shem Hamaforosh." Why did I have to say again V'som Yishmi? So it said at the beginning of the parasha again, the pesukim we started with Mar Sedra, Kos Tavorchus Ben Yisrael B'Shem Hamaforosh. Atom B'Shem Hamaforosh Ein Lo Bekiner Tamalom V'som Yishmi Yachov Begulin Begulin Kain Nemar Kan V'som Nemar Halon Sosum Shmo Ma'al Halon Beisugiav Kan Beisugiav B'Mikdash B'Shem Hamaforosh B'Medina Bekiner. Yalkut Shimon says that's how you read the pesukim. In the mikdash you use the Shem Hamaforosh when you're dochen, right? And in the rest of the place, you use the whatever kinoi, the other nicknames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we generally use. But the chiyuv of Birchas Kohanim, as the chiyuv of upon the Kohanim, is the same. Just so happens in the Beis HaMikdash, you use this shame, and elsewhere you use a different shame. But it remains a doraisa. That's what the Karen Or brings a raya from this Yalkut Shimoni, that not like he wanted to propose, he suggests that one can propose differently. So the Karen Or doesn't buy this distinction. And he says again, you know, Begulun, they do it, in a Mikdash, they do it one way, and then Begulun the other way. Rabbi Yaakov Emden has an interesting tshuva, which I print in the source 17, and this Chuvah Shul Siavik Chelak Aleph Siman Nun Dalad. It was a situation you can imagine happening in a shul. There was only one. I'm again, we'll save some time not reading the whole thing inside, but you know, there was a situation. There was a chazan who was the coin. Sometimes that happens. The chazan is the coin. The halach is that the chazan turns around. A lot of times we avoid the problem by asking someone else to be the Baal Musaf on Yontif, right? But sometimes I'll tell you, it's all the duchen every day. The guy is a chiyuv, whatever it is, and he turns around and he does birchas kohanim, and somebody else in the audience, you know, the gabbai, somebody else is the makri yivrech Hashem, and says he calls out. But anyways, the situation was the only coin, and there was a guest there, so the chazan wanted to do one thing, then the money, that the gabbai yelled out, no, you know, it's just screaming in the middle. Sure, you know, you can pitch that happening. So I guess it happened in the 1700s too. The referendum has this Shiloh. So who's right? It goes back and forth. And then he says the manik is wrong. But he keeps using the expression, it's a bitol asay, bitol asay, bitol asay. That lashon, bitol asay, you can read the tshuva. That lashon of bitol asay, again, sounds like it's an asay, the oraisa. And his referendum is not talking about in the Beis HaMikdash. He was talking about in the shul, where this happened in Europe someplace. He was the rav in Alton or Hamburg. You know, so it happened somewhere around there. So you see from there that he also calls it a, you know, bitol. I do want to mention, however, and I don't know if it's a steer, I mean, it is somewhat of a steer, in one of his other works, they have it's not on the sheets, but it's not on the computer, but the recognizer has a sefer called Mor Uktziah, which is his commentary on the Tur Or HaChaim. And in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, that Siman of Messias Kapayim, he writes, it says, according to me, Messias Kapayim, Al-Idna, Eina, El-Midirein, Keni, Reli, Pasha. Okay, so it seems obvious to me that Bizmaneinu, it's only Drabbanan. And that which a coin is violating an assay if he doesn't duck, and he says, "Dafka kishim avarach moshav kohanim avarach beis hamikdash." That's only in the kohanim the beis hamikdash. Avon the sias kapayim or idna begvulin korov hadavar sheino elam edivrayim. Okay, he thinks it's only the divrayim, it's only the drabbanan. He brings a riot to it. So again, his tshuva notwithstanding, in the moratzia, Yaakov Emden pines outright that it's a what? It's hard to tell. I don't know.
Yeah. Would we discourage a
minion? Completely a Kohanim. The Gemara talks about it. The Shulchan Aruch has a sip about it. Yeshua called Kohanim. Yeah. 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 So we I don't know if we discourage it, but yeah. Yeah.
What's the reason of that? You said that their hands were raised lower if they blew in, if they were.
I mean, what's the reason for it? I don't.
They're showing that there's a lower.
Yes, the lower Kedusha. Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Now the
Sech. Kohanim turn around during.
Say it again? They don't be drunk, they just, you can turn around. It's not, you didn't really know how to walk away down on us. You know, okay, our game is mutter for this. I mean, that's the jump. You know, some people, I always thought not, but, some shuls are not, but somebody told me certain yeshivas, the Baal Musaf, I think in the Ne'er Yisrael, no, isn't Rabbi Shraga Neuberger, aren't the Neuberger's Kohanim in Ne'er Yisrael, no, someone no?
Oh, are they?
I thought they were. And one of them, I think, from Schragenberg is the Baal Musaf. They told me, I've never been there for Yontif, but they told me he's the Chazan, he's the Ud L'chad Chirin. Somebody told me in Philadelphia also. Somebody told me in the Philadelphia Yeshiva also that one of the big Baal Tzvil is a coin. I don't know. Anyway, they stay Chemet on.
Does he start without his shoes on?
Yeah, that's a different question. Yeah, I think he does, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, unless he can slide him off. Now, the stay Chemet.
What did he do?
They turn around. Yeah, the
chazan. And now those that don't.
Some shuls, they don't ask him to be the chazan. Yeah.
But if he.
Sure.
That's
what I'm saying.
The question of the
Aranah of Anam. Yeah.
But the
Kohanim
nowadays are not.
Oh, we'll get there. Now, the Sechemed discusses this also, guys, not on the sheets very quickly, though, in the Kolim section. This Techem and Mareches Nun Klal Lametes and Nesias Kapayim is Mana Mikdash Begun Ruchen is Mana Zeg Medaraisa. He says, he quotes, refers to another work of his in the back. He quotes, you know, Kedarko back and forth. The Yevakim Emden is not a Das Yochel in this. He has a section called Shal Shulis Divrei Chachamim. So in Simon Samach Dalad, he quotes the Keren Ora, concludes that it's Doraisa, and he says that the Rambam holds, that's how you learn that Tosin Sultan, that Yerushalmi, everything he mentions so far. On the other hand, he mentions that, that quotes Avraham Avram, and Pribimagad, and many others who say that it's Doraisa, even as Manazah. On the other hand, he has others hold the other way, he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in both places. He mentions the Tshuva, which we read before, Kosa Shimi Doraisa, Gam is Manazah. However, the Morak Tzia, he writes, he tries to figure out why it's no steer. Anyway, the consensus seems to be that it's not like a Yaakov Emden, that most people hold that it's a deraisa mizman. That's interesting. I printed here in the next source 18. You know, in the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, you know, the early Monei Mitzvos and so on, the Gonin. So he has two different mitzvahs. In Mitzvahs Kuma, look at 18. Mitzvahs Kuma Asei Kuf Tzariches. He calls Nesias Kapayim. He has his list of the mitzvahs, list of the Tayag mitzvahs. So he has mitzvahs Kuma Asei Kuf Tzariches. He calls it Nesias Kapayim. The second section of mitzvahs, or another section, is mitzvahs in his work. He calls Parshios Hamasul Sil Tzibur, number Lamed Beis, Parshios Birchas Kohanim. So he has two different mitzvahs. So it's interesting. A Yerucham Fishel Parlo, I mentioned that the occasion in the past. You know, this Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. It's not the Bahag. Rabbi Sadia Gaon wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs, rather brief, okay, sort of a poetic form a little bit, and Rabbi Sadia Gaon wrote one of the Sefer Mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perl lived a little more than 100 years ago. I wrote a commentary. It's an encyclopedic commentary. So the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadia Gaon, you have here basically, you have the Sefer, so you have maybe two lines from the Sefer Mitzvahs of Sadia Gaon, then 35 pages from the Yochanan Perl explaining what the Mitzvah is, right? And he goes, he quotes everybody, a great Bucky. And so therefore the whole Mitzvah, Sefer Mitzvah of Sadia Gaon, is a thin volume. With the Yochanan Perl, there's a three fat volumes like this. Okay, so anyway, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hey, he says, based on the Bahag, he says, Ra'isi Misharot Saloma, Divina Essen, Mona Mitzvahs Birchas Chonim Begulin, who Mispa Parshios Mona Mitzvahs Birchas Chonim Mitzvahs, and there's two different things. He says, he goes so far as to say that actually there are two different mitzvahs. We're trying to clear, is it Daraisa, only maybe it's only Daraisa in the Mikdash, and the Rechman says Darabonan elsewhere, and others say, no, it's all one mitzvah Daraisa. Rabbi Perlo suggests that some said of Bahag, two separate mitzvahs, one is in the Mikdash, and they're both mitzvahs. Say the Raisa is the point. Now he ultimately rejects the idea. He says, no, that's not what it means. It's not two different mitzvahs with the same mitzvah. But anyway, I just wanted to show that perhaps it's even it's even its own separate mitzvah. If you look now, the bottom line is most Achronim assume not like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but there in fact is a mitzvah, the Raisa, that applies even Bizman Hazeh to Duchen every single day. So if we look, for example, the Aruch HaShulchan, and that same Simon Kuf Chav Ches Sifal, source 19, mitzvahs that say Al Hakohanim Ruchas Yosh Shemar Kos Ruchas Meisov Chiyuv Zeh Hu Tmidi Gam Bizman Hazeh. I mean, you can't punch it out more clear than that. Aruch HaShulchan says Chiyuv Zeh Hu Tmidi Gam Bizman Hazeh. This mitzvah applies all the time, even Bizman Hazeh. Don't hear any alumnus straight out. That's what the Rambam holds, and as everybody holds, that's the din. The Chayodim writes similarly, printed in source 20 in Chelakat Kol Lamed Beis Sif Chav Ches. He talks about the issue of the Magen Avraham we mentioned before, if a guy is afraid that he will miss his man Tfilah. He says the same thing on the third line of source 20. The Tfilah Drabbanon Usias Kapayim Minat Torah. Just like the Magen Avraham. This is Kapayim is Minat Torah, implying even Mizman Hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah has a different case. The Mishnah Berurah, again, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches and Sivkot Meches, source number 21. The Mishnah Berurah, and by the way, it's not many. I'm put on the sheet, but the Ben Ish Chai, one of the Sfardish Gedolim, in Shana Rishona Parshas Tetzave, Os Chov, Kohen Shelo Ispala Adayin Umotzot Tzivim Ispalim Ena Shol Veres No Se Kapo Ena Tzivim Akpato. If there's plenty of time to daven later, he should go Duchen and then daven afterwards. Vim Amru Lo Alei, and if he was called up and said, please come Duchen, and he was called up, Tzorech Lalos Afilo Hashol Veres Lo, he's got to go up even if time is running out. Dinesias Kapayim Doraisa Tzivim Dabonon. Same thing, and that's what Kappa Chaim says, and Oz Kuf Samachay quotes many others. The Mishnah Berurah, if we look in source number 21, Simkar Mechaz, he says, Again, Kosovokos Loshan Sivu, second line of source 21, Sikorn Ches and Simkuf Chakres, Mishan Ruhr writes, Kosu Apsokim, Psuk Aposkim, the Nesias Kapayim ain't Dokalis of Tumma. Okay? The Nesias Kapayim is not Dokalis of Tumma. That Yerushalm we talked about earlier. The first rabbi said it was, the other guy said it was wrong. And if Atam Kieshba Asay Velos Asay, because Tumma has an Asay and a Los Asay, and therefore ain't Asay Dokal Asay Velos, they're going to technicality within that din. He also says towards the end, Nesias Kapayim is Dvar Torah, is Daraisa. He held that way as well, and he says it even more clearly in Source 22, the Shaar HaTzion. Now it's printed in my Mishneh Berurah, not like it is in the Gemara. My Mishneh Berurah, the Shaar HaTzion is found after Os Kuf Lamed Zion. That's what I put on the sheet. You couldn't find it. It wasn't where I told you it was, because apparently in the computer it's after Kuf Lamed Aleph. I wrote after Kuf Lamed Zion, but it is an asterisk in the Shaar HaTzion after Kuf Lamed Aleph. Exactly is printed here in 22, and he writes here clearly. Mishneh Berurah writes, V'da the Nesias Kapayim Bechutz Laretz Hu Gam Kein Midoraisa. I mean, straight. Know that the Nesias Kapayim, even a Chutz Laretz, is Doraisa. The Chain Hetiku Kol HaPoskim, that's all the Poskim says. Remember the Bishum and Levi, based on the Bishum and Levi we quoted before. Udalo Kimoruk Tzia. Not like a Yankov Emden in the Moruk Tzia. Shemitzadid Nidoraisa Udafka Miktash. Sheshogab Azet. It's not true. It's against that thing in Parsha that the Medrash and Shmini, we read the Akut Shimoni. It's against the Yerushalmi knows. It's against Tosis and so on and so forth. So the Mishneh Berurah also says everybody holds Mitzah of Duchening is every day. Midoraisa. Even Mizman is that, period. Okay, again, we have to end it and a couple of others, but that's the minority view. Good. When exactly did Duchen say it? The Mishnah tells us in Tainus was 23.
If the Kohen started Davidim.
Yeah.
And he's in the middle of Shmona Esrei.
Yeah, then he wouldn't be able to do it. You can't. That's good for you. We should say Shri Duchen. I don't know. Since in Kohen to them, maybe. I don't know. Good question. When exactly did Duchen? So the Mishnah in Tainus tells us. Chavav Meralef, source 23. The Mishnah says, "B'shalosha prokim b'shana kohanim nosens kapen arba pam b'yom b'shachas musaf mincha v'nila sharem." We call it nila plain. Right? There's certain times. And Kippur would be our example where there would be four times duchening: shachas, musaf, mincha, and neila. Okay, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara in the next source 24 elaborates upon that.
So there will be mekayim the mitzvah four different times.
Right. That's what we mentioned before.
It will become a mitzvah kiyumid.
Four times.
So only once a day.
Is it chiyuv and the other time? Yeah, right. Correct. That's what the
Mechaskana says. If the coin walks to another minion.
Yeah, we read before you here. Mechaskana says, yeah. Back early, so Mechaskana says.
The one coin in the town is in Chayram or something like that.
They can't do it, I guess. They have to be Bava, right?
Well,
so that's the Mishnah says that. The Gemara, which I printed in Source 24, has all discussion, and we're not going to read into Chav Vavmer Beis and Tainus, discusses that not by Mincha. That Neila, that Mincha, we wouldn't do it perhaps the low plug, even though.
They aren't still there,
right, the Chenef said that. The Sefer Chenef said that. But it's based on this Gemara.
Yes, I thought they do that.
So that is, I don't think they do Chen at Mincha. What they do Chen is at Neila. Okay, so that's what it says. But on a Tainus, some do duchen at Mincha, because our Mincha on a Tainus takes the place of Ne'ilah. We only associate Ne'ilah with Yom Kippur. Okay, we only daven Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur. But really, Ne'ilah was applicable on other Tainus as well. So some people are not, but I try to follow it myself, to daven Mincha dafke later on a Tainus. Sometimes I have the yeshivas, my shita, so I'm not minoring people all like that. That our Mincha, the Gemara here says, takes the place. You look at the last line of Source 24. Our Mincha is Ketilas Ne'ilah Damir. So some people like to daven Mincha late on a Tainus people. Others disagree. Our Reshefta doesn't agree. Reshefta daven, the reason might be one of mitzvahs. Right, the same comes on Tisha B'Av. Some people like to daven early, by the way, in a quarter to whatever it is on Tisha B'Av. Personally, I like to daven later. Different, but that's based on this
idea. On Ne'ilah, the Klat Kohanim on Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
The big advantage, that you have to have Ne'ilah early.
Oh, because that's what we do during the day.
And then you finish Yom Kippur earlier.
Right, then everyone sits around for a while, and someone gives a drush and everyone falls asleep. But it's that's what we do in the yeshivas, right? They daven Ne'ilah early, and there you saw that's the minute, in a chanami. Huh? Yeah, they always do it. All these shivas do that, right? They daven Ne'ilah early because you can't talk. Here, we barely make Ne'ilah by Shkia. There's that one line in Ne'ilah, Hayom Pana, Hayom Yifne. So I'm always up, I'm not sure, looking at the clock, and outside it's already, and if it says Hayom Yifne, That's a question. You can't say Hayom Yifne, the day will end after the end. You get to that line after Shkia. You know, so you have to be careful. The Mishavur says you have more than Shkia. You have another few minutes of sun over the trees or whatever. He said, a little hard to figure out the time. So the best thing is to get that line in and make every effort to get that line in before Shkia. It's still not a problem. They finish the whole Neila before Shkia because they want a Duchen. Right, and they say, I've been working for 45 minutes. Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing.
And then Shkia. You said,
right, you dance for a while.
And, for an hour.
Exactly. All right, anyway, so we won't go into all that now, but in any rate, it's clear, and the Rambam Paskins, let's look at 26, the Rambam Paskins, again, Hilchos Tumah says, Kwan Perek Yudad Alach Aleph, B'Shachris B'Musav and Ila Karnos Niskapayim, Avu Mircha Ein Nisiyas Kapayim. The Meshav Mircha Kvar Sodu Kolom, B'Shem HaShosor Konom Yayin, B'Shikar Osu Niskapayim, Afilu B'Yom Tainis Ein Nosin Kapayim, Mircha Gzera Mirchas Tainis, and Mirchas Kol Yom, that's low plug, right? But that's only by when you have Mincha Nila, like on Yom Kippur. But a Tainus which has no Nila, like Tisha B'Av and Shosu Tammuz, then Mincha becomes like Nila. So then you do Docha Nila, and so on. There is Nisiyas Kapayim there. And that's in the Din of Shulchan Aruch as well, same Siman Kuf Chav Tes. Sif Aleph Ein Nisiyas Kapayim, Ela B'Shachas Musav Nila, as long as there is a Nila like on Yom Kippur and not a Mincha, okay, that's the Din. So that we know that this is the proper time for davening, duchening, at least in Shachas and Musav, and Neila, maybe sometimes Mincha as well. At what point in the davening is Neila, is Birchas Kohanim? And really what I'm trying to bring out here is that we've established there's a Chiyuv of Birchas Kohanim, there's a Chiyuv of Birchas Kohanim every day. Most posts can hold as Doraisa, even as Manazeh, okay? But it is clearly associated with Tefillah. It's not an accident that Rambam puts Tefillah and Nisiyas Kapayim together. It's clearly associated with Tefillah. Right, so that's why when is it during Yom Tov? And random, suddenly a Kohen gets up and they sit down, and everybody don't give a bracha. Right, it's part of the framework or the context of Tefillah. That's what's clear from all these sources we just read. When in Tefillah, so here,
it would be dependent on the Haran.
Somewhat, again, it's like Krishna in a way, but because Krishna is also independent of the Raisa, which we incorporate into Tefillah, but in Harani. But when in the davening, so the Gemara says in Lama Chesman Beis and Sota, source 29, Amr Shuvan Levi, called Koin Shuvan Ola, Ba'avoda, Shuvan Ola. You go up during Avoda. Avodas would say, that's the time we dochen. Why then? Because again, that same psukim in Parsha Shmini, Shenemar, Vayisa Aronis Yodav El Om Vayivarchem, Vayered Me'asos HaChatos Ha'olav HaShlomim. When did Aaron used to deliver the bracha in the Mikdash? When Vayered Me'asos HaChatos Ha'olav HaShlomim, when he finished the work on the Korbanos that was being offered. So Malahalan Bavoda Afkan Bavoda, just like Aaron originally did Birchas Kohanim as part of the Avoda in the Mikdash. So therefore we who do it during Tefillah, do it at what point in Tefillah? In a part of Tefillah called Avoda. Ask Maraim, is that true? So the Gemara says, okay, so the Gemara mentions, depends, he goes up during Avodah, but he says it later. Let's look in Rashi, of source 30, and we'll come back to that. So the Lama Chesam Beis, Vayered Masos Alma Be'od Avodah Miyodah. When he's still involved in the Avodah, that's when he blessed him. Be'era. V'charkach Vayered Masos Alma Hashtu the Gemara. It means he just went now. So he talks about another situation, which we're not going to go into now. One other important Gemara in that context, the Maseches Megillah Yud Ches Amud Aleph, source number 31. The Gemara says, "Umaro Lomar Sim Shalom Achav Brichas Kohanim." Why do we say Sim Shalom after Brichas Kohanim? Dichsiv V'Samu Hashmiel Bnei Yisrael Bnei Brach V'Samu. So what does the Kohen says? The Kohen says V'Yaseim L'Chav Shalom V'Samu Hashmi. So therefore, you say right after that Birchas Sim Shalom. That's what Gemara says in Megillah. So the Kohen goes up during Avodah, but he doesn't actually do the Duchening until after the Avodah section is done, after Modim, before Sim Shalom, to juxtapose it with the Brach of Shalom. As a matter of fact, some of you may know that the Kohanim don't turn back around. The Kohanim are standing, you know, facing the Olam, and they, the last, you know, after they sing, they say Shalom, and they stay there till the Chazan says the words Sim Shalom, then they turn around. That's the minute. You know, this Chazan usually should try and say the word Sim Shalom right away, so Kohanim can turn around and, you know, exit from the Almud and so on and so forth. Okay. The Rambam, in source number 32, the Rambam tells us, Kishyagia ben, it talks about Birchas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? It talks about Birchas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Got a little Aaron. Rambam talks about Birchas Kohanim in the Mikdash. It was when he was standing in this place. And again, he goes through some of the the order of the avoda as to when the kohen gave the bracha after taking care of the avar. We can read through that Rambam again. We'll save a little time and not reading it inside. Now the Karen Ora, that same Karen Ora in Sotel, on the Chesam Alb, in that same section writes, "Va'od also lo dem mitzvah zu ba'ofen chiyuvah." He says, "Bishlama challenges the whole thing we just said." He says, "Bishlama b'miktash 33. Bishlama b'miktash yesh lomer d'zmanah v'chiyuvah achar karmas hatamid." I understand that the miktash was after the carbon tumah was given. K'moshen emma by yared masos ha'isar ma'ivachem. Aval v'gvulin echu chiyuvah. Where do you do it in elsewhere? Ein lomar d'mechuyevus he b'shas tvila. Exactly what you said. Don't tell me, says the Karen Ora, that Brichas Kohanim is tied up with Tila, because Brichas Kohanim is Doraisa, and Tila is on the Rabbanan. But Tila Diver Rambam, as you tell me, the Rambam holds Tila Doraisa, but still, Tila B'tzibur near the Lohavi Elo Drabanan, Tila B'tzibur is probably on the Drabanan, when you see his Kapayim, E.F. Shal about Sar, we once spoke about it a few years ago, you need a minion for Brichas Kohanim. In Kain Leka Lamema the Esau Shaikhus in Matila in Torah. You can't claim to me Doraisa, Brichas Kohanim is tied up with Tila when the whole Tila is on the Rabbanan. But near the Asesha Tila Diver Rambam, near the Yochel Kaim you do it a different time, that's also during the day, and the Sis Kapayim is only during the day. So the Karen Ora really finds it a little bit different. He quotes his brother. Remember I told you before, his brother is a Mishkas Yaakov. He quotes his brother, and he says maybe there's a riot or two of the rice like the Rambam, but he says it's a Shver. So he says it's a little bit difficult to figure out why, but Lamaisa, that is the din.
Didn't they have some sort of feel all the way back when they
okay, but they didn't necessarily do Brichas Kohanim then. That's the thing. So let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following in the same Siman Kuf Chof Chesiv Aleph. Ovizman HaMikdash Hayu Mevorchin Achar Aktoris Aktoris V'Achar Aktoris Eivarim Shel Tamid. The base HaMikdash Brichas Kohanim was after they offered the Aktoris and they put on the Eivarim and so on. Kosher Kosar Ram and Aram, we said before. And he quotes the Mishnah Tamid and all the other Rayas. Okay, and he quotes the same thing that Aaron did after they brought the Karbonis and so on. V'Achar Komar Dibizen Nigmar Avoda, Brichas Kohanim is the end of the Avoda. Almo de la'achar gemar kol asiyas ha'korban, who's man Brichas Kohanim? Good. Sif Beis, v'zel b'miktosh, u'b'gvulin, v'chen uzman hazeh, b'shas gemar ha'tfila, shehi b'mokum korban. Says the Chashuv and simple. Our tfila is b'mokum korbanus, right? Tfila b'mokum korbanus tiknum, right? So tfila, nigma b'shomea tfila, when does tfila end? Really, this one has to say, shomea tfila. Shasham hu gemar ha'bakoshus. That's the end of the bakoshus section, says the Chashuv. V'lachain, omim ritzei b'am chayisal v'shilo son, v'lachain, achil, lakar, aglein, v'mokum aduchin, b'ritzei. That's why the Kohanim go up to ritzei, because just like in the Beis HaMikdash, Brichas Kohanim was at the end of the avoda, right? At the end of the service. So the end of Tfila is the Brach of Shomei Tfila. That's the end of the Bakoshes. So right after that, in Ritzei, the Kohanim go up, and that was with the eye. We wait till Sim Shalom. That's because of the connection with Shalom, like you mentioned before. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the practice that we have. And therefore, the Rambam, again, Paskins, and hopefully we read this before, Perek Gedal, Lach HaGimel, of Hilchatzun, Sis Kapayim, Ketin, Sis Kapayim, Vulin, the Eish, Yagia, Shef Tzibur Lavoda, Kishiyom Ritzei, Kol HaKohanim, Om Nei Sakneset, that Karim Koman, the Hochon Ol Leduchon, the Omnim Sham, etc. So that's how Brichas Kohanim works. So now we come to the dominant question here.
So not yet. In the Sefer Kvod Rav,
yeah,
the shiur by Lichtenstein, one of his siblings.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Shalom Shalom Rav. Yeah.
Is it added?
But, yeah. That's right. Correct. That's a very good one to say. That's a Moshe Lichtenstein. Yeah. Moshe Lichtenstein has a Sefer Zichron, I think. The black one, yeah. He wrote a very nice piece on Sim Shalom, which is which explains why we changed the brachas on Sim Shalom. Shalom Rav, yeah, good. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, source 36, again, Aruch Haim Sim Kuf Chav Ches Tzid Yud. Om Din B'duchen Pneim Klapei HaHecho Harm Klapei HaHecho. First the Kohanim go up, they stand on a platform facing the Hecho, Hecho means the Aron, and they're back to the people. And that's supposed to, you know, and they get there, until the Shat finishes Modim, then someone calls out the word Kohanim, and the whole Tumuli should say, okay, about Kesenu, yes or no, they turn around and do Brichas Kohanim. Now, in that same Siman, Kuf Chav Ches, in Source 37, here's where the fun starts. Sivkotin Kuf Samach Dalad, says the Mishnah Berurah, over Eretz Yisrael, over Chol Malchus Mitzrayim, Haminag Lisa Kapayim Bechol Yom. The Shabura tells us in Eretz Yisrael and in Egypt land and other places around there, the minig is to do Birchas Kohanim every single day, and says the Mishabura, Baposkim Kil Sulamin Hagamazan, Aposkim praise this minig. That's correct, says the Mishabura. So of course,
Yeah,
right. Well, no, I mean, they follow that practice. You're right. But that's what he means, I think. Now, the question, of course, is...
Are the Chadim...
Banos.
The real Chadim here. They do or do it?
Yeah, they do.
Think so? So the question's not on them, the question's on us. Okay, the kash is on us. So everything we've read, you know, it's the rising, the zmanazen, and we're in the davening. So what in the world? Why don't we do it here? We only do it on Yantar. That's why it's our connection to Shavuos next week, of course, Shavuos. And so we're going to do it on Shavuos on Yantar. So what in the world? Why only on Yantar? Where in the world did that come from? The Shavuos says in Eretz Yisrael and other places, it's true. They do it every single day, and he says the post can praise that's correct.
So
I don't know, but it's true. It's really not with him. That seems to be the correct practice.
But why just places around?
Huh?
Why just
yes? So that's the question. The kash is on us, right? The kash is why don't we do it every day?
Well, it's not on us. It's on the kohanim. It's not our
people. Okay, you're right. You're right. There's also mitzvah klaiso lehis barich. We spoke about that once years ago. Parshas Noso. Okay, but anyway, what is the basis for the current practice in Ashkenazic communities throughout the whole Tutz Israel that we only dochen on Yontif and not on not every day and not even on Yontif, right? Only on Musaf. What's going on here? Yeah. What? Oh, so a number of different reasons we find in the poskim. There are more in that sin again. To get ready anyway. Yeah. All right. That's what Ramban says. Yeah. Anyway, but to the based on the Sifrei, but Ramor writes in Sif Mem Dalad of Simchum Chavchai, source 38. Nogu b'chol medinus elu she'ein nosim kapayim ela b'yontef. And that's what we do. We follow the Ramor. Ramor writes, the minig around here is, and that's Ashkenazim, follow the Ramor, we only do chan yontef. Why? Mishum she'oz shruyim b'simchus yontef. Okay? Because on Yom Tov everybody's jolly, everyone's in a good mood, everyone's happy, and the Tov Lev who Yivarech, you have to be in a good mood. Tov Lev, and it's not just, you know, Tov Sama Melitza here, okay? Tov Lev means with a full heart, okay? Dr. Zuman pointed out that in the old manuscript, it was right when you gave him Atani, you did it, the Tov Libo, so that was a way of showing that I really meant it. That's what he means here, the Tov Lev who Yivarech, right? The Kohen has to bench with the Avo, with the Simcha, and so on and so forth. And he says the rest of the time, and on Yom Tov, you're in that kind of a mood. Mashain came to Shari Yom, Afilu B'Shabbos Sashana, even on Shabbos. Shatru Din Birhur Mamichasam. The Jews had a tough time just staying alive. We don't relate to it. The Jews in Europe, they were always worried about, first of all, people had a tough time making a livelihood, and then there were pogroms, and then, the daily business of staying alive was tough for many, many people. We don't relate to that today, Baruch Hashem, too often, but at one time, I remember my wife's grandmother once told us years ago, she lived in Russia someplace as a kid, and she told us on Friday night, going in her neighborhood on Friday nights used to like to start up with the Jews, and that was the end of the work week. They came home from work and they got drunk or whatever, so they sometimes badgered the Jews, and her family, the minig was they had soup Friday night at the end of the meal. They ate the main course first. Why? In case the garden was up, they had to run out of the house and save themselves running into the woods, but they had a full head, they ate. Otherwise, you start with the soup, you'll have the little soup in your stomach, that doesn't fill you up. They had the soup. Can you imagine living like that? Can you imagine living after we ever, and we can't relate to it, but Jews, how did live like that? That's what I'm always talking about. He says, therefore we don't do it. And even on Yontif, we only do it by Musaf. He addresses that too, the Ramor does. I feel it be Yontif, that's because we're about to leave shul in a good mood. We're going to go have a good meal, and everyone's relaxed. Everyone's in a cheerful frame of mind. So that's what you do. Okay, so that's the Ramor. I just want to go through a lot of other Ashkenazic poskim propose additional reasons for this practice not to duchen except on Yontif. The Maharil in his Tshuva, source 39 here, the Maharil. Again, also an important posuk for Minhag Ashkenaz, Simcha Chafalot, mentions a couple of, before I'm all right, okay, and he quotes in the Ogur, also the late Rishon, he was asked, Lama Ein HaKohanim Nosim Kapein B'chol Yom Ha'achar Shu Mitzvah Seh, and in Baruch Shalom, we've just proved here, the Mitzvah Seh Deraisa applies all the time, every day, so why in the world are we Mivata that Mitzvah the overwhelming majority of the time, the Kohanim at least,
okay? Very few Mitzvah said the white
now. Right, exactly, so here's one, and we pass on it, except on Yom Tov. What's going on? So he says, well, he mentioned some different answers. He said, in some places, the Kohanim, our practice, the Kohanim washed their hands before Duchan. In some places, the Kohanim were knowing Litbol. They went to the mikveh. They dunked in the mikveh, immersed in the mikveh before Birchas Kohanim. And he says that, you know, that would take time till they go, and every day, you know, every before Dukhan, you have to go out, and Tumult, 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 so they don't do it at all. It's a strange thing, but that's what he says. Okay? Right, that's like, no pun intended, but throwing out the baby with the bathwater. Right? Because they're going to do, you know. But alright, that's what the Ma'aril says. And he mentions another time, there are other reasons, for some other reason he can't do it, it's a tumult, and people will be embarrassed, to go into the mikveh at a certain point. And sometimes the davening is long, it's apparently even on a weekday, so it's a little tircha and tzibura. And then he mentions all the other answers, sometimes they had goyim in the shul. Okay? And there were goyim hanging around there to spy on the Jews, whatever it was. They didn't want to include them in the bruch. I think that's what he means. So there's a few different terutz from the Ma'aril, the practice developed not to do it. The base, maybe another reason if you're toggling here. The base, there are many other explanations. And, you know, to me, these all sound like sort of justifications after the fact. But okay, that's what our Gedolim say. The base at front.
Charlie enforcing the question.
Right. The Beis Ephraim refines on Margolius in his tshuva source 40. Helekar Chaim Simon Vav has a long, long tshuva. Again, it's later. I'm not going to read the. I didn't even print even part of it. It's a small part of it. It's a very long, long tshuva. He discussed this issue, and he has, you know, he says the beginning of source 40. He says when you look into this, a lot of Gedolim gave answers, but they left me room to give my answer. And he says, because at the end of the day, as someone mentioned this before, do we really know who the Kohanim really are? Do we really know if somebody's a Kohen really? Okay, well, you say, yeah, right? We assume a guy's a Kohen. All the jokes. Yeah, so we have all the. But the truth is, so when it comes, and we are Choshesh, when it comes to Truma, there's still a Chiyuv to give Truma in Eretz Yisrael even today. We're in the Rabbanim, but there's still a Chiyuv. But we don't give it. Well, so Pinyan Ben is a good question. We rely on it by Pinyan, even though they say that the Gaon, I mentioned last time, my son told me, yeah. Well, it's not true. Okay, but the Gaon didn't. But whatever it is, the Truma, we don't give to a coin today. Why not? Because some things kibud and we can do for a coin. Let's say you give the coin the first aliyah. Let's say it'll turn out Klapei Shmaya Galia, you know, he'll never come and tell us he's not really a coin. So he had the first aliyah. Big deal. Okay? It's not the end of the world. Or he led the benching. So what? You know, it turns out he's not a coin. But by Truma, it is a so what, because Truma is a chiyuv kari. I wouldn't give him because of shogeg, but still, it is a capital offense. And same thing says the Beis Ephraim here. It's a bracha of Torah. Right, and I'm playing with the brachas here. There's not a real coin. We don't know. What we assume a guy's a coin. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, we once spoke about this. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, they kept archives. They had records of who the Kohanim are. And the Psukim in Ezra Chevron, they came back. They asked the Kohanim to produce their Sefer Yochsin to show that they really Kohanim. They had records. Today we don't know. We believe a guy. You know the jokes I told you about. We believe a guy when he tells you he's a coin. Right? Why not? But it could be that three generations ago they adopted somebody and they didn't know. It could be that. What's that? Oh, so says the Beis Ephraim, good. He says, he gave such a good answer as to why we don't do it all year long. So why are we not? Now that's, he turns it around. Okay, you're right. That's he says later in the tshuva. Well, if he's there, on the next page, in the middle, Adarabba, Tzorech Liyashiv Minig Eretz Yisrael. We have to defend the other Minig. He's so impressed with his answer that it took care. So he says, well, the Minig, again, it's less than fully satisfactory, but that's the Beis Ephraim. The Chassam Sofer has a different. Maybe one person. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. One of them. Okay. Good. Kenzan. The Chassam Sofer, one of his tshuvas in Chelek Aleph of Arachayim Simon Chav Gimel at the end of the tshuva, he gives a totally different reason. He says nearly Tom Poshet. He says he thinks a simple answer. 41. The Nesias Kapayim Ksiv Bekor Achar Avoda. Like we said already a few times, Duchening was after Avoda, right? Now he says, based on that pasuk, it's all Tilev and Makom Avoda. Now, Ein Sofek Kishe Ein Avoda Ritzuya Ruhu Pigel Chas Hashem Gam Birchas Kohen Lo Sochem On His Baruch Hamas. Let's say that Avoda was messed up. The Kohen had the wrong machshavas, and the avoda was a puzzle because of bad kavanah or even pigel. So then the birchas kohen doesn't work either. He says pashut. So therefore today, right? Chassam Sofer already told us rov hatfilos b'li kavanah. Sadly, most of our davening is without proper kavanah. Memele, he said, that's why we don't duchen every day because everybody's rushing through davening, right? I told you that the story that Dr. Tversky said, no, that a guy comes to his rebbe. Very distraught, at the end of Shachas, when he comes running up to his Chassidish Rebbe and says, Rebbe, I got to talk to the Rebbe, saying, well, what happened? He tries to calm down. Rebbe, terrible thing. Last night I closed a business deal with a goy, and I realize now that I cheated him. I charged him the wrong price. I'm afraid he's going to come and burn my house down, and who knows, it'll cause a pogrom in the community. Everyone's in danger. What am I going to do? So Rebbe says, calm down. Stay calm. It'll be okay. You have to go back to the guy and, you know, figure out and pay him the money back. It's only right, you know, if he made a mistake. But don't worry, the guy has no idea this is any problem. He's not going to start off with this. Just stay calm. So the guy says, Rebbe, how do you know? So he said, what do you mean? You told me that you closed the business deal with the guy last night. When did you notice the discrepancy today during the Shemoneh Esrei? But the guy didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei, so he hadn't noticed there was any problem yet. And that's how it is, right? During the Shemoneh Esrei, we think about all these other things, you know. So that's the front sofer says, so maybe our davening doesn't have proper cover, and maybe on Yom Tov, you know, we're not in such a rush, and maybe people are, you know, a little calmer, so maybe that's what the front sofer says.
He
yeah.
makes a jump here.
Yes, he certainly does, because it's a tremendous chiddush. I'm not, I mean, some sofers quote him, quote him, call him Munach, but I'm not 100% convinced. I have a couple other chuvas that are on the sheet very quickly. The chuvas of a heart of a chayim, that's from Shlomo Kluger, it's not on the sheet, in Siman Lamed Zayin, he has a whole arichas, how it's a special din for Yontif, because on Yontif we have the, exactly the same why we don't do it the rest of the time, but why we do it on Yontif, because Yontif we have the expression, the Hasienu. Hashem Elokeinu is Birkas Mo'adecha L'chaim Olam Hasienu, same lashon, the Siyas Kapayim. He says this is the whole these are he says that that connected to Yom Tov, that they should do it for someone with Shemi is Dafka, the time when we need the Bracha, and then Bracha comes on Yom Tov. So that's his suggestion. Again, we don't have time to go into all the different things of Shlomo, the Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo of Vilna. Quotes in his Sefer, Binyan Shlomo, Sin Yud. He has a different thing, it's interesting also. He says that he only do it on a day. It's clever, and I can't find it, but it'll take a while. He says, Ula Kavai quotes from his brother, he says, since that Pasuk, when did Aaron do Brichas Kohanim? Tayer Nasos HaChatos Rolav HaShlomim, right? So it's only on a day when you have Chatos Rolav HaShlomim. And when is that? That's Yom Tov. The combination of Karbonos. He says, Ulak Mamachi Klomar, the Mikom Mokom Rokom, it's Kame Eimon Rak Bermokom, Dika Chatos Olo Shlomim. The Kaman, the Akonim Rokom, it's Kvaim Dafshim, Mel, another Rok, Rak Beyond Tov, Dika Ika Chatos Shlomim. Okay, on Shabbos, there's no Chatos. Huh? Yes, that's one of the problems. He talks about a little bit. Which was a question. But he talks about a Shodish. But anyway, that's what he says. It's clever.
Huh? Every day
you have Chatat Olan Shlomim.
You don't automatically though. Here you have to see it to me. There's no mitzvah on Klal Yisrael.
Unlike that,
I know, you're right, but that's what he said. The Kashrut Lover Gaon, the one or two things quickly, right? I want to finish up. The Kashrut Lover Gaon, Shuvas Eretz Tzvi, in Siman Lamed, has another thing. He deals with the question, I mean, Yehuda said it before, right? It's a problem for the Kohen. Forget about Osirim, it's a problem for the Kohen. Right? How could the Kohen be Vatal and Mitzvah say? So he clears that problem up. He's not talking about why it's only on Yom Tov, but in his Tshuvas in Siman Lamed, he says, I'll tell you something. There's no Bittul from the Kohen. You know why? Because on any day when there's no Duchen, and the Ramos says that, and that's Siman, the Sif Nemal, I said before, what do? We have instead the Chazan says, So says Kashrut Lover Gaon, what's the Chazan? He's a Shliach Tzibur. So Mele, he's a Shliach for Kaharim. So they're not Mevatel Yasei. Clever. Right? No, he says, they're not Mevatel Yasei because Lamaisa, and he talks afterwards about the Mitzvah. Huh? Yeah, that's a question. How could it be? Right? Now he talks at the Mitzvah. I'm just reading what he says. Hashat Shomer Chazkarim. So who shot Shomer Kaharim? Shivar Chaz Yisrael. Right? And he says, it's like, you know, ties in his other mitzvahs. The question is, you know, you're not mechuyav v'davar, so kol she'en mechuyav v'davar, shliach lo matzi mash, and so on and so forth. Okay, anyway, that's his suggestion. I also saw finally in the Sefer Mordim of Zman.
By the way, if Yisraeli, if Yisran Cohen goes up to the Duchan,
yeah, we talked about that also one year, yeah.
No, it's right.
Okay. He says a different problem that Sternberg writes in Siman Lamed Aleph, Chelik Aleph, the Sefer Modim Mizmanim. He says the Poskim say that, you know, you have to hear every word and with the davening, and otherwise not a proper davening, so that's much of a davening because we don't hear every word. Okay, Lamaisa.
It's not Isser if Yisrael goes out?
It's not, you might not be violating Isser, right, right. Without a bracha.
That we're not so sure what the line
is. Who's a Kohen, right. So yeah, the question about the bracha, the equipment of the bracha may be a problem. But just to say, but that's a different shear, but we know the Yisrael can say, sometimes, you know, at a bar mitzvah, the rabbi says that the rabbi may not be a Kohen, the kid comes up to get his little chomish, rabbi says, Yerach HaShem Yisrael, or some. Many times in my home, I do myself, I'm not a Kohen, but I bench the children, you know, the father also say Rechon. Right, right. That's all part of that. That's a different issue. Anyway.
No, but from that point of view, if you don't know for sure if he's a Kohen, then you don't fulfill the mitzvah of the writer. You may not do anything wrong, but.
Right, but it's not a device, right, right.
And also the question is whether he can do it alone.
Or right, right. We spoke about that once.
Join the Kohanim.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, after all that said and done, these are all nice. Some of these are clever, terutzim, and so on, but they all seem like justification. In fact, the Beis Yosef doesn't buy it. And the Beis Yosef there in Source 42, he quotes that and he says, you're telling me because some people are toiveled, you're going to cancel the mitzvah. I said, don't toivel! They do the mitzvah derives every day. Ramam Yifanu, Rabbi Nachman Azariah Fanu in Source 43 in his Shubasin and Sadi Hedem, Rav Rom quotes it. He says, Masha Berov Olam, Ein Karnim Olam, Duchim Koimos Hashanah, Mina Garuahu. It's a lousy practice. He criticizes it, and he's not afraid to say that it's, you know, that it's wrong. Okay, and indeed, in the Sefer Pasa Shulchan, which is one of the Talmidim of the Gaon, Yisrael Shklov wrote in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael in Siman Beis. He writes Siman Beis Sif Tazayin Minig Yofa Bechol Eretz Yisrael Shakohanim Nosim Kapein Bechol Yomos Achol Uviyonta Shachris Bemusov Uviyon Kippur Shachris Unzila Vechein Nogim Bechol Gilos Sarad. All the sides do that, and the side the Beis Yisrael Shulchan Gimel. He says they quote the Magen Avraham, and since the Kot Nayim quotes the Rav Hanan Minig Garua not to do it. Okay, and everyone follows in Eretz Yisrael. He says when we establish our kolo here, we do it every single day, and so on.
You never know the story.
No, here's the story. So first of all, before we get to the story, the Shulchan Aruch Harav Balatanya in Source 44, Sim Kupchav Chesif Nun Zion, he says, Chol Tamim Elu, all these reasons we mentioned, all the Yashiv HaMinig, all defend the Minig, but he writes, Af She'en Bohem Kedai Levatel Mitzas Asei Shal Torah. These are nice, clever answers, but at the end of the day, you're Mevatel a Mitzas Asei Min HaTorah with these Svaras, they're cute, they're clever.
They're
nice, clever. Right, some of them are, right, okay. Anyway, he says, maybe if you're not called up, the whole Isser, the Kohen won't go if you're called up. Since the Chutzah, we don't call him up. He's not over. That's what he suggests. He's not comfortable with it. The Netziv tells the story in the Tshuvim 45. Yeah, David alluded to it earlier. The Shem Reishim Dabar Chelek Beis in Kuvdalad. Zicharuni, I forgot to bring, but it's also in the Elias Elio. Zicharuni Sheshamati Kimedum Chosne Gon Ritzak Gon Abedin Lavajin. My father-in-law Ritzal of Alajin, that's the son of Chaim Alajin, who's the father-in-law of the Netziv. Okay, he said, I heard Shepam Achas Hiskim Rabbeinu Hagrozal Lahanig Nesias Kapayim Bechol Yom Beis Midrash. Finally, the Vilna Gaon finally decided, enough of this. Okay, we're doing duchening every single day here in our Beis Medrash here in Vilna. He doesn't like any of these answers. They're all shver. They're all, you know, justification. They're not happy with them. But what happened? Ikvuhu min hashamayim. Heaven prevented him from doing it because the next day, Nilkach lebeis asurim. The Gaon was arrested. It was a whole issue. A lot of Jews in Vilna were arrested on some trumped up charges. The Gaon was spent some time in jail. And he was arrested there based on a chokas and arba Vilna lalain at this big time of the tumult in Vilna, so he recognized, he took that as a sign that he's not going to do it. Next generation, Acharka Chosne Zikta, my grandfather, my father's father, Hagon Avi Romar Chaim, Chaim Elojin, Hiskim Biyom Echad, Shabiyom Mochaz Yitzav, Elisa Kapayim, he also decided, tomorrow, he's going to try again. You know, the Gaon didn't do it, he got arrested, so I'm going to do it here, tomorrow we're going to duchen, Uba also Laila Nisraf Chatzi Yair. That night, half a city burnt down. Ubeis Hakneses should be here, including the shul. Berov is boner sheyesh baze ezer devar sod besisre aspos abrocha yoreda idei bezchanam bechutzort. There's something about birchas chanam bechutzort. So that's it. So the Gaon tried it, and he got in trouble.
The people that objected.
Yeah.
They made they went to the Goyim to take him to arrest him, and they put on the fire.
Right, that's what I say, right. Okay, that's in the Netziv quote. Lemaisa, the Shari Tshuva, in some Kufka Kresiv Kot Ayin Ches, quotes in that Tshuva, based on Friday, I mentioned before, that it's a minig kodom ma'od, in the Dina Seilo. This minig of not duchening, other than yantav, is an old minig, and Aruch HaShulchan has a loshen. He says, what can I do? He says, in Sif Samach Dalad of Kufka Ches 47, just about Dan Mamish, Hine Vadai, Ein Shum Tam, Nochon Lemin Hagenu. There is no good reason for our minig, Levatel Mit. What can we do? It's like there was a baskol. A heavenly voice came down. Okay, and he also has this tradition that Gedolei HaDor before us tried to do it, and bad things happened, and so on and so forth, and therefore they stopped it. And what can we do? So at the end of the day, you know, the Gaon was unsuccessful, and the Chavosh was unsuccessful, and the Aruch HaShulchan says it was like a baskol came down to the mice, so we don't do it. And that's our practice of chutzah, even though, you know, I gave you reasons, and some of them may be more clever than others, but at the end of the day, the practice, we don't do it in chutzah. I left off, you know, to finish, a tshuva from Moshe Sternberg and a tshuva San Hogus, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Yudalef. What if you're not in chutzah, you're on a plane on the way to Eretz Yisrael? Should you do it? Might take a make a minion in the back of the plane, and you know, you're not bothering anybody. That whole sugi, but you know, can you duchen on the way to Eretz Yisrael? So he discusses that. What's the status of the plane? Are you already outside of Chutzlaretz? And now you know you're heading to Eretz Yisrael. So anyway, well, what's the din? He says the plane is like a midbar, and whatever he says. No, Lemaise, he thinks you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. So that the Kohanim of Eretz Yisrael.
Right. They include
that's how you
that, that's the second part. He said a very interesting thing. He said even those of us finish off with even those of us outside of Israel don't hear duchening every day. But the Gemara tells us that when they duchen in one place, even the people who are not in shul, even the Am Shebisados, are still included in the Brichas Kohanim. For Mela, we benefit either from the Svardim in our own neighborhood, who duchen every day, or from the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen, so we still at least get some kind of hashpah from the Brichas Kohanim. Okay, wish everybody, yeah. Different Shah. In the northern parts of Eretz Yisrael, I never heard a good reason for that. In northern parts of Eretz Yisrael, Tzfat and other places, the minig is not to. I read about some of the story is that when the Ridbaz, Rabbi Yosef David Belovsky, who was a genius, he came from Slutsky, he came to Chicago in the early 1900s, and he tried to straighten out the kashrus in Chicago, and he ran afoul of Al Capone, and he had to run away from Chicago. So he ran to Tzad, he became Rav in Tzad, and he said, what kind of business is this that we don't do it in Tzad? And he wanted to, and the Ger Rebbe sent him a letter from Yerushalayim, told him not to do it, and he listened to the Ger Rebbe, he didn't do it, there are places. Now, I once heard an answer. I believe that I heard it. I was once in a conversation with Reisman, the one who gives the shiur from Brooklyn. Okay, maybe on a tape, I don't know. But he says he once heard the Gemara says that a Chayfani and a Beishani, certain people pronounce the Aleph and the Ayin's wrong. We once spoke about this. Shouldn't the Duchen? And it says people in Chayfa and people in Beit Shan. And that's the Galil. So he once heard that maybe that's the mocha for that, but it's a little schwer because, but anyway, that is the minig in those places in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, for some places it depends where they came from, I guess, how they got up there. In any event, so that's the din of Bichas Kohanim. Sorry, I went a little over. I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a wonderful Yom Tov of Shavuos. We're not going to meet next Thursday night is Yom Tov, but Matzah Yom Tov, but we'll resume Bez Hashem in 2 weeks. A good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.